Welcome back into In the Zone with head coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, Broncos 4-0, the Raiders right now 2-2. This is a pretty competent Oakland team you guys are getting ready to face this season. What you've broken down the tape, what do you see that you kind of like about this team?
Well, they should be 3-1. You know, they lost a tough game last week on a field goal at the end, but a very talented group. I think Jack's a heck of a football coach. They put together a good staff, and they've added some pieces to their football team. Good young quarterback, a little bit like we faced last week. Defensively, two great edge players playing there. You know, big game for both of us. So, I mean, I think everything adds up to another great Bronco Raider contest.
A familiar opponent and the now head coach, former defensive coordinator here in Jack Del Rio. Let's go ahead and hear from some of your players about taking on the former defensive coordinator.
Well, it'll be good to compete against him. You know, he's a good guy. But they got a good team, and we just look forward to competing against him.
It's a game. You know, a lot of people look at it, you know, as defense versus defense, Jack defense versus Wade defense, but in our eyes, it's you know, Broncos versus Raiders, and, you know, it's the next game on the schedule, and it's the most important game, so we want to go out there and capitalize and win.
We've tackled this before, Coach. Certainly a lot of familiarity in this league, and it really is about the Raiders versus the Broncos this week and not just taking on former defensive coordinator.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, I've known Jack for years, and great football coaches in Jacksonville, went against him many times. I mean, they're different. They're built different defensively than some of the things he's done in the past, but, you know, I think some of that stuff's overrated. We all know each other. I mean, you hang around in this league long enough, you're probably coach with somebody or played against somebody. So it gets down to game day and who's the best football team.
Is there an advantage either way, though? I mean, do you see it that way? I mean, could Jack say, you know, I've coached that defense. He knows the personnel really well.
Yeah, I mean, we should know each other well. That's what we do for a living. We study all night. We sit there and study each other and I know one thing as coaches, I'm not going to cover anybody. Wade's not going to tackle anybody, and our players are going to have to go play. So it's our job to get them ready to go, and it's about how they compete and the job they do on Sunday.
Still ahead, Coach Kubiak will be right back to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. This week's injury report brought to you by Franklin D. Azar and Associates is another rough one for the offensive line. For the second straight week, rookie left tackle Ty Sam Brilo will not play because of a shoulder injury, and fellow offensive lineman Evan Mathis did not practice on Friday because of a hamstring injury. He's questionable for the game in Oakland. Second-year wideout Cody Latimer, who has not seen much playing time this season, won't see any on Sunday. He's out with a groin injury. And another wide receiver, Benny Fowler, is questionable with a hamstring issue. Now, this is impressive. 11 different Broncos have at least one sack this season. Rookie linebacker Shane Ray got his first piece of the pie against the Vikings.
Back to pass. Down he goes again. Shane Ray comes in for the sack, the third of the game.
The Broncos' top pick in the draft is getting an education every day in the art of defense from the top-ranked unit in the league, an opportunity that has escalated his learning process in the NFL.
It helps you advance really fast. I mean, you see what, you know, I see what Von and DeMarcus do every day, so I'm constantly critiquing myself and working on my technique because I want to be as crisp as they are.
This is a rookie. Imagine what he's going to be like in just a couple years. All right, still to come, Coach Kubiak sits back down with Nick for the rapid-fire fan questions. More on Kubiak's decision to go into coaching, his work relationship with his good friend John Elway, and why does he not spend a lot of time in the players' locker room?